What was interesting to me was the fact that these two inmates actually pulled off this escape in 2015. It seemed like something that, you know, would have happened 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. In this day and age, how could they do that? And the reality was that it came out of the relationships that they developed in the prison. And to me, that was sort of a greater sort of background that we could get into, which was the whole sort of, you know, prison system too, and how that works.
How much access were you allowed into the prison? Because I know part of this was actually filmed at an abandoned prison in Pennsylvania. So how much access did you actually have up here?
Well, we were fortunate that the New York State Department of Corrections and Governor Cuomo allowed us to get into Clinton and to visit Clinton a number of times and to film outside of Clinton and to film at the manhole where Matt and Sweat came out of and to actually film on the North Yard of Clinton Correctional, which is just an amazing geographical space that's on the side of the mountain where the prisoners have been going for 100 years and just really almost impossible to recreate. So having access to the actual prison and the people who worked there, who ended up helping us and becoming our technical advisors, was really key to being able to, I think, portray the reality of the story.
What did you find the biggest challenges were in filming, particularly filming on location in this region, and particularly in segment 7, where you're portraying the escape and Matt and Sweat actually being out in the mountains?
Well, I mean, just the, you know, the ruggedness of the Adirondacks, and we wanted to get to locations that felt you know, cinematic and real as to what happened. And so there was a lot of ATVs and hiking up the sides of mountains and you know, trying to get to out of the way places, which I enjoyed. But it's, you know, it was also, we had to start shooting backwards because we started shooting in August and September, so we did the end first. And that was a little bit crazy because the first day of shooting was the Sweat's capture. The very first day of shooting was the last scene that Paul has where he's captured. And then the next few days were the capture of Matt or the killing of Matt. So it was a sort of a little bit of a, you know, kind of a crazy experience for the actors starting with the end.
As I was watching some of those scenes, what went through my mind was, did the actors realize how intensely physical those parts of the series would be?
They did once we started filming. I mean, because we did start with that stuff. So I mean, the very first day, you know, Paul was running across a field all day, and then, you know, getting shot up, and you know, we were climbing the sides of mountains, and so they, I think they were in and in for it because they knew how committed they'd have to be to the whole process, and both physically and mentally, they really had to put themselves in this kind of a, you know, very not a very happy state for a long time.
How important was it for you to film Escape at Dannemora on location for much of this series?
Well, it was really important. I you know, it's not cheap to film in a location like this necessarily because it's out of the way. It's not near a center where you can rent a lot of equipment or things like that. So anytime you're having to travel people somewhere, unless there's a great tax break that you can get from the state, which New York does have a pretty good tax break, but the reality is, you know, the studios or the networks are always going to want to shoot something that's less expensive. But we felt it was key for us to have the reality of this of prison and the people who lived here, and really for me to have the people who lived here be a part of it so that they could inform the story and both as, you know, advisors and actors and populate the story with, you know, the reality for us was going to come out of those people more than anything, more than the place itself.
Speaking of the people, this is in many ways a very intense character study. How long did it take to get that script to where you believed the characters adequately told the story?
Oh, it's a process. It's a process. You know, we were lucky enough to have time before we started shooting. We had about a year before we started shooting, where we were trying to get the show set up and find actors and really find a home for it. And in that time, we were working on the scripts, doing the research, coming up and down to Dannemora and Plattsburgh from New York, and then you start to write them, and then you know, and I work with Brett Johnson and Michael Tolkien, who are great writers, and we would, you know, into the transcripts of the interviews with the state police that Joyce Mitchell or David Sweat had, or we would go into the Inspector General's report. We would just try to learn as much as we could, or talk to people who knew them, went to visit inmates at other prisons who were in the tailor shop or were on the honor block with Matt and Sweat, and just get this, you know, as much information and that we try to funnel into the script, and then you have the story, and then you have to look at it and go, okay, now what's actually interesting and compelling, and how do we translate this into a series? And so that process is one that takes a little while, continually rewriting on the set as we go along. When the actors came on board, their input was important.
You're known best for a lot of your comedic roles and production and directing. How did your career grow? How did you grow in directing this series?
I think I grew a lot as a person, just because it was uncharted territory for me. And that's always exciting and challenging and fun, really, because it's something I've always wanted to do, honestly. When you haven't done something before, you're... Sometimes there's a naivete where you're like, oh, I can do this, or I can do that, or I can try that. And until you've done it or tried it, you don't know what doesn't work. So, I remember that when I was younger, when I was first starting out directing, I thought, oh, I could do this. And, of course, I had no idea what I was doing. And there's something great about not knowing what you're doing, because you're kind of figuring it out for the first time. And luckily I had an amazing crew and actors who were, supporting me and I was working with, and I trusted them. And so that gave it a kind of a fresh feeling. It was really fun.
Escape at Dannemora, directed by Ben Stiller, premieres Sunday at 10 p.m. on Showtime. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.